for a few minutes before we leave here, and I hope that it will make impression on your life. I want to give you tonight the secret of it all. It's not something far-fetched. You know, my wife is here to hear my lamentation a lot of time. What matters here? Let me tell you. What really matters here? It's not just coming here. Let's look at worship, Matthew 15. Take a look at this. Verse 7. Christ was telling these ardent followers of the Pharisees, hypocrites, where did Isaiah prophesy about you saying? What was he saying? Next verse. These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Well, why? Next verse. For, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandment of men. The most important thing you can do that will affect everything is how you handle the word of God. What do I say? The most important thing you can do I just told that you can't worship well if you're not hearing and absorbing the word of God. So, it's vitally important yourself to relate with God through his word. When we gather here, that's second-hand relationship. Are you hearing me? It's second-hand because it's not personal as a person. It's to us together. But God wants you to relate with him personally. And how do you relate to somebody? Through words, am I right? You just don't go down there, go to the waist, you are meeting them, and just be looking at them, and they're looking at you, and 1 hour after, you go your way. No. You take time to talk. You hear the person out, his heart. So, it is vitally important for every Christian to handle the word of God well, regularly. In fact, I've never considered my day well lived without taking time to directly go to the word of God. I can hear it through messages, I can hear it through somebody, through song, but that is not my priority. My priority is to come live and direct myself to the word of God. Do you know why? I'll give you two reasons. Jesus said, first one, man shall not live by what? Give us Matthew 4:4. Man shall not live, it's written, but by every word that what? Proceed not from somebody else's mouth. You see, what I'm saying now is coming from my mouth, but this is from the mouth of God. You heard me? Now, can I surprise you more? Many of you are reading devotionals. I have many devotionals I read too. But that's not the word of God. When you open your Bible on your app or anything, and they put all those comments there, those comments are not the word of God. You heard what I just said? You cannot live on those word of God. That's word of men speaking the word of God. But directly is when you read this verse. That's why sometimes when you get a daily devotional, they put a verse on top of it and they write below it. But normally what we do is that we forget that verse on top of it and read the story. Are you hearing me? So, directly the word of God itself, God wants you to live on it. Now, second reason, John 15 verse 7. Why? You must be directly connecting with the word of God yourself. If you abide in me, and he said, and my words, live, raw, and direct, abide in you, you will ask what you desire. Now, Prophet Ade can come over here on Sunday and talk about prayer of agreement. You are not getting it direct. You are hearing it through his lips. And when he finishes, that word should be accepted and checked up again and let it come to be in you, or else what you are desiring when you come out, it won't happen. Food can never do us good outside there. It must be taken in personally and ingested. You know what? You can never take Gary, open your veins and put it there. It'll kill you. You have to take it in and chew it. So, as a Christian, don't be fooled by just being Christians and hear things and do things and sing and put something on your phone and stuff. You're going to have to, on purpose, feed, no matter how busy you are. You take food personally through your mouth. So, today, I want to help you as we close this service that you must learn to approach the word of God yourself. Don't send a messenger to help you find it. You yourself must open it. One of my problems as a pastor that I have to adapt and then accept is the fact that we use the screen. But if you are not careful, the word of God will be on the screen, but won't be inside of you. And when it's on the screen and not inside of you, it won't bring about the real desire. The word of God is like seed. It doesn't enter the soil, it won't grow. You can leave seed over here for 25 years, still be there. But if it doesn't enter, when it enters, it makes all the difference. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Now, everybody here must determine daily to have a systematic reading of God's word. There must be a systematic, you make it as part of your day, just like you make part of your day to eat and take your bath. See, I mentioned two things. Eat and take your bath. Why do you take your bath? To cleanse yourself from all the waste materials coming from your system. And second, to eat and take something in. If you don't do that, you are a deceived Christian in a way, because you are saying it and you're not taking your bath. And you're not eating. Sooner or later, you'll fall off. Now, as a Christian, you just can't take one verse from one verse over there and take one verse from that over there, Proverbs, and take one verse from one devotional. It's like you go out and you pick one grain of rice to your mouth and one half of meat pie somewhere there and wash down with some cup of water. Would that feed you a day? You're going to have to sit down to real meal, am I right? So the same way, as a child of God, you must try to get the Bible and sit down, whether on your phone, on your tablet, or paper like this. I would recommend, as you grow older, if you're younger, you're always full, to get a copy of hard copy Bible that you can open. You know, they call it Holy Bible. That word, holy, means separated. One trouble you have today is that the Bible is now among all other things on your phone. It's not put aside as a book you go take and read. Now, I'm not against your phone. I have tablets dedicated to the Bible and to reading. There's no mail, there's no SMS, there's no nothing here. It's even black and white. There's no color. Are you hearing me? So, you have to take the time, systematic reading. Now, I want to show you three things to do with the Word of God daily. Are you hearing me? I'll break it down for you. Now, if you look at this, your finger, I'll help you with it. Your greatest endeavor every day. Pastor, why is this important? This thing you are emphasizing, why is this important? Why can't I just go on like that and just hear that and hear this? Why can't I just do that? I've given you one reason. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and shall be done for you. On that if, terms and conditions. Today, a lot of people come to church. They know all the songs and they know all the preachers. But that word has not become their own direct digestion. It's more of pick and run. Are you hearing me? You must not depend on second-hand information. No matter who it is, you must learn to read directly. Come and see Acts 17. And they call these people that are noble-minded. Let's go to Acts 17. Give us in King James Version, verse 11. This was more than Paul went there. This were more noble than those were. They are more dignified, spiritually speaking. They are more of higher status spiritually. In that they received the word with all readiness of mind, like this in the service, but and did what? Search the scriptures daily themselves. Whether these things were so. So you're going to have to open it yourself. Pastor, where should I open to? Let's talk about that for a few minutes. How do I open the Bible? Like somebody said, I just open my Bible like that, Osha, and I just write everything. Don't be like that guy who opened the Bible like that. And so Judas hanged himself. And he said, Lord, speak for that. He opened another one and said, go and do likewise. You don't eat like that. You don't just do like this. Chicken Republic. No, you, any woman here knows that you make food at home systematically. You organize your food. Am I right? Prof. Mrs. Am I right? You organize the food. You eat on purpose. So in the same way, when you look at your Bible, there is the New Testament, there is the Old Testament. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Something practical I want to do for you now. Now, you need to read from Jesus. That is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's called the Gospels. Then, after that, we call them the letters or the epistles. I talk about what Jesus finally said to his apostles before he left here. One part of the meal is the Gospel. Live and direct. Now, this one is Matthew, Mark, Luke. This is Acts now. But we read about if you abide in me and my words, that's from John. Now, in my life myself, I have my Bible divided. I read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John as a section. And I read Acts a little bit and Romans to the end as a section. Now, under the Old Testament, there are three or four major parts. Write it down. The first one, five books of Moses. It's called, in their language, Pentateuch. Five books of Moses. Those were the primary books that God gave to Moses. They were the foundational truth that everything is based on today. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Are you hearing me? Those who are like now, Genesis told us about the fall of man. That's why Christ came. So I read Genesis like that. I have Bible, I read Genesis on. And then I go to the next one, and next one. Of course, when I get to Leviticus, I get tired. Just like you too. But I continue my contest and I must finish it. Is that all right? Is that all right? Pastor, you know Bible? I don't know Bible. I have to sit down every day like everybody else. Because I'm not just knowing, I want to live by it. Okay, so I said that's one. Now, somebody said, Pastor, those books, they are not interesting. There's, what I say, books of Moses. Then there's the history books. Oh, one of the finest areas to read in the Bible is from around 1 Samuel to the end before Job. Hi! You will learn a lot about living well. You will see characters, all types of people. Like yesterday, I saw one character. He was one of the greatest men in the Bible. He did what nobody ever did. His name was Josiah. He was a great reformer. But his lack of peacefulness killed him. Great, so powerful, doing great. He was all over the place, reforming everything. That means there was no one who had done what did with the Passover. And then one king was passing by from Egypt, and he said, I will go and fight. The man said, don't fight me. God sent me on errand. He said, I'm going to fight. And he died there. See, godly people can make stupid mistakes and cost them their lives. See, I saw it there. See, many of you, you only get your pictures from Africa magic. That's why your life doesn't move.
Hey, Pastor, what about the gospel stories? What about all those dramas?
Dramas don't have life in them. They are human concatenations and ideas. Even Abaranla. But the stories in the Bible are divinely inspired. They will give you life. Are you hearing me? So if you can read from Samuel, oh, it can be very, very, you don't feel like dropping your Bible. Pastor, the Bible I'm using is not clear. Drop it, buy the one you can use. Like NLT we use in church, buy NLT. I will share with you, if you want NLT on your phone, I'll give you NLT on your phone so you can have that. I'll put today on the platform. So you can go, just click on it, it will run, and you can read NLT on your own. You are not going to compete with Elizabethan English of your Bible. Thou, thy went, and go, whatever like that, you will not learn anything. Is that all right? So, now, listen, are we here? I said first, there's 5 books of Moses. Second one is what? The history books, Joshua, all of them down like that. Ruth, all of them. Read them. Now, number 3, that's the book, what are called the books of wisdom. The books of wisdom, like Job, the book of Psalm, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Songs of Song. These are wisdom books. Then we have the prophets from Isaiah to Malachi. They are tedious to read, but when you read them inside clear translation, it's easier to learn. Is that all right? Is that clear? Now, Pastor, how do I read my Bible? Very simple. Endeavor to wake up every day and read something from New Testament and something from the Old Testament. Now, if you cannot finish all that, just read one New Testament. Tomorrow, read the Old Testament. That's what I do. On Mondays, I read New. On Tuesday, I read Old. On Wednesday, I read New. Before, I read them together, but I didn't have so much time. I was not reading much. Okay, Pastor, you are a pastor. You're a pastor. These are not pastors. Are we ready? So, take your Bible. Pastor, how many chapters should I read? Tell me, it depends on you. Pastor, it depends on you. So, Pastor, if it depends on me, I won't read anything. I don't mean you like that. I don't mean lazy you. I mean the real you. Now, when a Christian, that's why people that give me problem most in church are those who come here, don't read their Bible. They will listen to me enough to have trouble with me. They can quote me well, but they can't know what is the truth that's behind it. Is that all right? So, start reading the Bible. You can do that. Start with very simpler translation. Is that all right? You can read half chapter. You can read a chapter. You can read sleeping. You can get up. And then, if you cannot have time to read so much, you can have Bible audio. I'll give Jerry there to give you Bible audio. It's about 1 or 2 gig. And you can have them both in ESV translation, which is a little bit difficult, or something like today, modern translation. And you can read them, and you can listen to them. For instance, now, I wake up in the morning, I can just put on, like today now, I want to hear something in the book of Joshua. And I don't have time to read it so much. So I put Joshua 1, and I put it chapter 1, repeat. And I repeat, 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 and I repeat. And finally, I stop it. I pause it to go back later. I wake up in the morning, I said, which one should I listen to now? I listen to something over there that will help me. Is that all right? Now, I'm not a great listener to Bible. It makes me sleep. It's a powerful volume for me. If I put Bible on audio, before I know it now, I'll be in third heaven. But I'm trying to make myself do it now. Is that all right? Okay. Now, when you, let me show you, I said I want to show you, number one, if you are going to get something out of the Bible, the very first one is that, think along when you are reading it. Don't read like incantation. Like our parents read the book of Psalms. Think along with it. It's called to meditate. Think along with it. Are you hearing me? When you think along with it, that will be your real progress in life. You see, your progress starts from your thinking. And when your thinking is not progressive, your life will be regressive. So learn to think along what you are reading. Number one, learn to think along. That's this one. No matter what, if you don't think along, many of you over here, you don't think along with. So that's why you cannot think provision. You think more problems. See, because it has not entered into your mind that you can trust God for that. That's why you go around borrowing from every app loans on your phone. But when you think along, you see what to do. So as you read, think along. How does this apply? What's this talking about over here?
Pastor, I have a problem. I can't think.
Okay, break your head.
Huh?
Think along. Look at Joshua 1, verse 8. Quickly, our time is running. NKJV, whichever one you give us. Or give us NLT. Maybe NLT will do it. Joshua 1, 8. Study this book of instruction continually. See that? Meditate on it day and night. So you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then. See that? Christian success and prosperity does not come like that Elon Musk own. It comes this way. Many Christians want to live for Jesus and succeed other way. You'll be confused all the time and be struggling. So start thinking along. That word, meditate, means to think along. Think along it. Think along it. Is that all right? If you read only two or three verses, think along with it. Sometimes I can read a verse or two, I just start thinking about it. And something happens to me, it starts transforming my thinking. The reason why some things you are struggling with is because you never really read the word of God to think along with it. Now, I said this one, think along, right? Second one, this finger here. What's this finger for? Direct. Start directing your attention. Directing your attention to find out what to do from the Bible. Don't just be thinking and hearing everybody in town. Start directing your attention. What does the Bible say about this? Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Start directing your attention. What does the Bible say about this? What does the Bible say about this? What's there? Like one time, I want to do a project. Are you hearing me? I want to do a project. And I called this guy. He told me, he said, the money is 450. I was here years ago. So I said, take 150, go and give it to the guy. He came back, he said, we are wrong, bro. It's not 450, it's 15. And I got only 150. Now, I know I was already blocked and hindered. So I took that money and I asked myself, how can I make this money more than this? I was thinking. Then while I was thinking, something happened. And it's called the Holy Spirit in your life. What you have read before, it will remind you. And I remember I read that Jesus multiplied bread. So I found the place in my Bible, opened it, checked it. And I said, let me slowly read this one. I want to multiply this money from 150 to 15. I got this money. See, that's where I do things. That's where, everything I do, that's what I do. And I stopped and I read that story. And I read it again, looking for direction. And while I read, I saw that they put the bread from the hand of that boy into the hands of Jesus. He said, bring them to me. 5 loaves and 2 fishes. I said, yay. Okay, because that bread cannot multiply in that boy's hand. But if it get to the hands of Jesus, it will multiply. So I asked myself, how can I get this money into the hands of Jesus? Then it dawned on me that Jesus has a body on earth. It's called the church. Phew. He said, you are the body, is the head. Am I right? So I packaged that money, found one fellowship, and gave it to them. Bam! And I said, Lord, you hold me money now. I have put the money in your hand. See, I'm following that now. I put your money in your hands. That's directing your attention. So, and then, after about 2 weeks, I got some money. I got 800 or 700. And I said, help me deposit. I deposit. I told the man, 2 or 3 weeks, I'll come back and balance up. Just, I'll read that verse again to myself. And just follow it through. Then, after about 2 weeks, I didn't see any money. I said, Lord, you are holding me money. Your word is true now. About 3 weeks later, I went to my house and I saw an envelope underneath. How much? My money mean 800. I saw a check there. It was 1,000 naira. And it just dawned on me that the Lord gave me 800 and for coming late, he paid 20 naira extra. Now, that may not make any meaning to you because you have all the money in the world. So you need to know, what should you do with the word of God? What should I do over here? Now, I said, look at this. This one, think along with it. Then direct your attention. But it won't make any sense without this one, which is read and read. This one is the longest finger. Read and read. The more you read, the more you have the store. Are you hearing me? So determine every day to get up and read some word. Whether you are tired or you are not tired, whether you are happy or you are unhappy. See, when you do that, God will now see you as an all-weather friend. If you only read your Bible, when you are happy, God will say, he's a happy friend, happy weather friend. Sometimes I'm feeling sleepy, really feeling sleepy. I will get up and read the word of God. What does God think of me? He thinks I'm really a great guy. Because I could drag myself out of my weariness to pick up his word and listen to him. Pastor, is there any other benefit why you do this? I close. Is there any other benefit why you do this? Two outstanding benefit. Chapter 4, Proverbs, verse 20. Two outstanding profit. The first one. My son, what is it to do? Give attention to what? Incline your ear to my... Look at next verse. Don't let them depart from your eyes. See? Ears, ear. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Let it come inside. Look at next verse. For their spiritual life, physical life, emotional life, academic life. They are life to those who find them and what? So if I can take the word in, I'm taking health in. Wow. Wow. One of my teachers said something years ago. He said, they asked him, do you ever get sick at all? He said, not really, once in a while. He said, sir, when you get sick, what do you do? He said, I double my Bible reading. You know why? Because those words, they are health. And I'm so glad this one is not only one particular drug for the liver. It's for all our flesh. Clap your hands for Jesus. So, can you imagine how many want to live a healthy life? We got a book here. He said, they are those words, if you attend to them, they are health. Wow. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Second reason why I do this. You want to know? 29 verse 9. Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 29 verse 9. The second reason why I do this, every day I struggle to do this. Therefore, keep the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper. I know all of you are watching me. I can't afford to fail. I can't afford to mess up and get lost and 20 years time find myself. You see, some of you over here, the way you live your life, you live like hit and miss. I don't want to fail. Whatever I get done, I want to come out with the result. I hate failing. I want to prosper in everything I do. And I came to a point in my life, the only way I can get it done is to bury myself in the Word of God. So I sacrifice my life for the Word of God. Because I don't want to fail anything. I'd rather do two and do them well than do 20, impress people, and get no result. You hear that? I'm no longer trying to impress anybody. I want fruit. I want results. Is that okay? So, that's the two benefits. I don't want to fail in anything. As a father, as a son, as a parent, as a pastor, as a friend, I don't want to fail. And God told Joshua, can you imagine? God appeared to Joshua. Oh boy. I mean, God reminded me today again this morning. God appeared. Can you imagine? God spoke. His voice was loud. And he said this to Joshua. Chapter 1, verse 6. God said this to Joshua. God appeared to him. What else do you want? He said, be strong and of good courage. For to these people shall divide its inheritance, the land, lost to your fathers to give them. Next verse. Listen, look at. Only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do how? All that Moses, now we say Jesus, commanded you, don't turn from me to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. I don't want to go abroad and mess up. I don't want to come home and mess up. I don't want to be, you know, wasting my life on what is not. I can't afford that. I don't believe in image. I believe in the real thing. Are you hearing me? He said, that you may prosper wherever. Don't turn to the right. Some of you, see, if you don't know what is it, how can you even not turn from it? You don't even know what it is, so you can turn to the right. But first, we are turning to the right, turn to the left all the time. Let me close with this story. You know, God told every man that become a king in Israel. You know what he told them? He said, when you appoint a king in Israel, let him do this. Let's close with that one. Chapter 17, Deuteronomy. Hallelujah. Let's close. Verse 18. 17, 18. God was saying, when you appoint, I mean, I want to be a ruler in life. You want to rule. You want to be in charge. Thank you. He said, when you appoint a king, I said verse 18, not verse 17. Also, it shall be when he sits on the throne of his kingdom that he shall write for himself a copy of this law in a book from the one before. You know what? The Bible said, when you appoint a king, don't give him a Bible. Let him himself go and write out the whole Bible with his hands and have his own jagged manuscripts. I wish I can get all the pastors in the world, pack them somewhere, let them copy out the Bible. They will go through every line. I mean, that's the king. Say, don't employ anybody else. Let him write out every word of the book. Next verse. Come and see. And also, he shall be with him, that copy. And he shall read it, how many days? All the days of his life. That he may learn to fear the Lord his God and be careful to observe all the words of this law. Next verse. Come and see. That his heart may not be lifted up above his brethren, that he may not turn aside from the commandment to the right and to the left, that he may prolong his days in his kingdom. Only one person kept that. David did. And David was astronomical. Huge influence. The reason why you are going through what you are going through is because you have never bent down under the word of God. You hear from everyone, family and friends, but you never listen to God, direct yourself. After you finish hearing me today, it stops there. No, it should not stop there. Like those people, go back, open your own Bible, systematically start reading it. You will never last in success with God if you don't take the time. See, when you come to God first, he start blessing you, he start blessing you, he start blessing you. You'll be going like that, you'll be going like that. But if you don't spend time in the word of God and keep in the word of God, it's like when you plant a seed, it's called cotyledon. When you plant it, it'll be living on that cotyledon until it sets its own tap root down to collect. If that seed doesn't have tap root, it will just, what happened to it now? It will finish using that cotyledon and it will die up. You see, Christians, when they come to church like this, God's blessing them. After a while, it just tank. It start coming down. It start coming down. And there are elders in church. But one Beloru, they are drying up standing. Why? They are not committed to the word of God. So I struggle, not as a pastor. This is what I do as a person. Because I don't want to fail. How many I want to fail? How many I want to succeed in life? Pastor, don't worry. I just have money like Musk, Elon Musk. I just don't need money. I want the whole of life. Are you hearing me? Are you blessed today? So let's start now. Start with Matthew. Or start with Romans. Some of you are here. Your mind cannot carry Romans here. So start with Matthew. And just watch Jesus. You'll be amazed. I met a man in Ikorodu years ago. This man was on serious. He was a church member. I think he was even a deacon in the church. In First Square Gospel Church. He was working as a manager of Johnson & Johnson. He was never serious with the word of God. So one day, after a couple of months, my friend, Pastor Kuredi, remember him in Korodu? So we went to go and see him at home. And I saw a transformed man right before my eyes. I knew this man. He was not living, just doing. And I saw him transform. I mean, I saw him read the Bible. He said to me, I began to read the Bible during my leave, and my life changed. He said, I never know it's in there. I just watched. My eyes got big like a ball. Just watching him. He was antagonist of things of God. And overnight, he became a protagonist of things of God. I mean, he would read the Bible and just, he fell on his knees. He's a businessman. Another man, he wanted to receive the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. He would come to church without his Bible. There was no screen like this. He would just listen. He never got anything. The day he came with his Bible and following through line by line by line, he just saw it. Before the service was over, Pastor, I can't wait. I want him now. He started speaking in tongues. When you don't see it, you can't have it. And your eyes must see it. Are you hearing me? So take your Bible in your hand, whether on your phone or on the tablets or in a book. Say, this is my Bible, live and direct from God. I will not disappoint God. I will not forsake his word. I will not put his word behind me and go and do other things and having other authority. From tonight, I will respect the word of God. I will take my time to to read it every day. Whether I feel good or I don't feel good, it doesn't matter. I make my vow today to be a regular reader of the Word of God. So help me God. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? Pastor, I'm having challenges in my marriage. You can say, Reverend Mrs. Prof, give me some verses. Give me the verses in my Bible that talk about marriage. Just open it and go and sit down with it and read it and read it and read it and read it.
Pastor, I want to read something in Jonah.
You don't need Jonah now. You need to know about marriage. You are with me. See what I was doing with you about prosperity and health. That's what I do. I open and I follow through line by line by line by line like that. And then all the junk will come out of me. And the better things will come inside. And when it comes, whatever I desire shall happen. Amen? Get up on your feet. Let's glorify the word of God as we go home. Forever, oh Lord. You see, something is settled. Dreams are not settled. Visions are not settled. Prophecies are not settled. But forever, oh Lord, your word is settled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's somebody beside you. The word of God is settled in heaven. But I'm going to make it to be settled in my heart too. Hallelujah. Let's sing it. Somebody here in our midst sent me an audio message, a testimony. About 15 minutes, I gave it to my wife to listen to. I'm teaching now about authority of the believer and things like that on Tuesday. She sent to me, she said, Pastor, about 2 or 3 years ago, you were teaching like this, you know, because I go through things like over and over again to be established. He said, I want to let you know, I was born in Cairns. I grew up in Cairns. And they do all those things, can do, like you used to say, Pastor, and all that thing. But he said, along with that came an oppression in my life. That every night, a being will enter into my room, like Okoro, and bug me and bothered me, sometimes all through the night. He said, I will get afraid of sleeping at night. I had to sit up till morning to sleep. He said, I got born again and I was attending a church. But that church was full of activities. Nobody discussed about things like that. So I'll go to programs. Sometimes I say, God, that pastor should speak to me. I don't get anything. But he said, I heard you saying that the word of God is what you need to put inside of you to handle this. So he said, that's difficult now. The word of God is difficult. The word of God is difficult. So she started in that difficulty, started reading. The thing was still coming back, tormenting her. But she started reading. She started reading. She started putting some word in there. She started putting some word in there. She started putting some word in there. One day, the thing happened again. And then she got angry. Because something had come to stay a little bit more inside. She got angry. And she said herself, I don't want you anymore. I take authority over you. You see now, you can have what you say now because the word of God is inside of you. All along before, she would say that in church. I'm not having any devil, leave me alone. Don't come back. It's super full. You know, nothing will happen with it. He said, I struggle to put the word of God in me to read it. He said, you know what? That night, I spoke. The thing left, never came back again. He said, I was wondering, Abba, Abba. He said, after 1 year, he tried to come back. I said, no, you don't. You can't come back here. This place is filled with the word of God. Now, I got a friend in town who was into deliverance years ago. He had changed now. He's no more doing deliverance. He's tired. He's preaching something else now. Those days, you do deliverance. People will carry them like this to church. My body will titty, my belly will vomit, will throw up. So one day, he asked me, Pastor, come to my church. For my convention, I said, I'm not coming. He said, Reverend, come now. So I went. And when I'm going like that, I will ask myself, what can I help them very most? So I found out that when they get devil out of them, it's more dangerous. Because those devils will come back. And they come and check inside. And if it's clean, those devils will go and bring seven times worse. So that next time, they won't remember quickly. So I read that verse to them. And there's a bottle of oil on the floor like that. And I said, you know what? When they cast devil out of you, he'll go around, looking way, travel. After a while, 2, 3, or 4 weeks, or 2 months, or 3 years, he'll come back and say, where's my house? And when he finds you empty, seven times worse, they're looking at me like this. And I picked the bottle of oil. I said, this oil, when you drink it, it can't feel that emptiness. When I finished, that my friend got up and said, Reverend T, I'm sure you won't come. These people, they want to kill me. The church members, they want to kill me. He said, I will shout, I will scream overnight. Demo, come out. And second day, they will say, Pastor, anointing you to. Bobo, I know everybody won't want to kill me. I don't know what that is. They came back. Praise God. So when you start reading the word of God, something starts happening to you. Things will start living your life. They start living. You don't know what? They start living. Something start living. Something's pressing you down. Something's holding your back. Something's making a woman disappear like poor. Could you say that? Pastor, can't you pray one time prayer? That is bank. One time password. That's for bank. But for church, not like that. How many of you grow up to become like this today? It's small by small eating. Am I right? Too bad, Jen, what you could get up on your feet. Let's go home. So, who started reading the Bible now? Who started reading the Bible? Somebody say, Pastor, I'm not sure. Put your hands up. You've already vowed now. You're going to read the Bible now. You already vowed. Maintain your vow. You're going to pay your pledge, yo. You have made pledge, yo, not of 1 million, but believing the word of God. Praise the Lord. Tell yourself again one more time. I love the word of God. I will read the word of God. I will think along with it. And I will apply it to my life. And grace shall be the success of my life. I'm a success and I will prosper. Because Jesus gave me the secret. He said, if I abide in him and his words abide in me, whatever I ask for and I desire shall be mine. So I'm going home now to start reading. I desire good marriage, good work, good life, good future. So because I desire that, I will put the word of God in my heart in Jesus' name. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? Hallelujah. Let's share the grace together, everybody. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. Now tell yourself, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. All right, have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful night. Thank you for coming. See you on Sunday.